Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzande, and you are tuning in to the UAuth Revolution Instant Awakenings Experiment. You are here, and you may have come to us for the first time, or perhaps for the 100th time, and in any event, every time you are awakened, and every time there is something magical that happens when we join. If you are just getting on now, and I see a ton of people, we literally were here early, connecting our energy and creating a global energy awakening circle in over 100 countries. That's something we did. We connected people and we stayed in this beautiful state of harmony as we changed the grid. We talked yesterday about spiking the grid, and certainly that happened with Panache and his incredible energy. And, you know, we just want to continue that today. And today we have Panache direct from his interview with Oprah on Soul Sunday. And for many of you that heard that and that are here now or that were invited here by friends, we are going to make this all about you. This is about your questions. This is about what you need to take your life, to take your heart, to take your journey, to change your energy and transform you into what you've always been. And so this is all about you. And so our mission, when we got on, me and Panache got on privately, and he said, you know, I want to make this about them. I want them to get everything they need. So just know that whatever it is, we are going to do everything we can to assist and serve you. And I've got to say this, this call is really full. Obviously, you can imagine the global impact this is having. And so if you found your space, if you're here, settle in, close the doors, you know, get ready, invite your friends and family. You can do this. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. Now, that page is really important for a few reasons. The first one is that at that uwealthrevolution.com/now page, you can share this on Facebook with your friends and family. So you could invite your friends and family right now and say, hey guys, you remember Panache? He's on this thing. This is all about us. Come see what we're doing, and they'll be able to come straight into this. Also, that's where you're going to submit your questions. There's a Q&A box at the very bottom. Just keep scrolling down until you see it, and we will get those questions. We're going to work to get back to as many people as possible. Again, it's about you. So I want to get started. I know that our time is precious, and you are precious. So I want to thank you for being here, and thank you for being in my life and joining us. We love you. We care about you. And you're here because at some level, you created this for yourself as a way to be reminded of your gifts. And Panache is going to talk all about that and much, much more. Panache is here, and I want to share what we're going to be doing. We're going to be teaching you about awakened mastery and how to get your exponential potential to work for you. Have you ever asked a question? What does it mean to awaken? What does it mean to really plug in to that divine destiny, to that energy signature that Panache talked about on Oprah, and all of that powerful, powerful essence that is you? Well, we're going to be talking about that, and I want to introduce Panache. Panache is an inspirational visionary and a contemporary spiritual master in the field of consciousness and vibration. His energetic gift of vibrational transformation has inspired and shifted lives of thousands of people across the globe. He shares eternal truth, inspirational insights, and vibrational tools to empower you to create the life of your dreams. He's a modern day, he's been called a modern day avatar. He acts as a direct link to divine consciousness by empowering people of all ages, economic and educational backgrounds to transform their lives by connecting them with their limitless divine nature. Panache is young, he's hip, he's funny, and he also is one of the most down-to-earth people that I have ever met. And if there's ever anybody that I know just comes every day present, the exact same way that you are going to feel him today is the way he is in private on the phone with me. He is everything that you would expect, just being so heart-centered. And this has allowed him to literally expand and hold huge seminars and groups of people and be so close and personal that people know he is speaking from the heart. His bi-monthly radio show, Real Talk, is featured on the World Puja Network, broadcast over 139 countries. He's also on faculty of the Omega Institute and the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, and he's also a featured speaker on Celebrate Your Life. He's also collaborated with spiritual teachers, world-renowned and internationally recognized, such as Ram Dass, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Alan Cohen, James Van Praagh, Rika Zimmerman, Sonny Don Johnson, and will present programs in 2013 with Neil Donald Walsh and Colette Baron Reed. And he's been a huge guest of our event, the Ewoks Revolution, and a friend of mine, Darius Barazande. So I am just honored to have him, and it's always fun. I really want to read one thing that totally, I think, encapsulates this, and it is something by Alan Cohen, an author. He said, Panache is one of the most authentic, illuminated beings on the planet. His teaching pierces to the heart of truth and bypasses all detours. I loved Panache from the moment I met him, and I deeply respect him as a person and a brilliant leader. Learn all you can from him. He will empower you to know yourself, the greatest gift of all. All right, with much love, and the only way that the Ewok Revolution community can do this, let's just send Panache a huge welcome on the count of three. One, two, and three. Panache, welcome back to the Ewok Revolution Instant Awakenings.
Hey, Darius, it's an absolute honor and pleasure to be here with you and this incredible community, and just to explore the fullness of spirit and how we can apply that to make life a living meditation. Thank you for having me on, and I'm excited to get started.
Yes. Well, I've got to say this. I know you wanted to absolutely make this about them and serve them and get their questions answered. You know, as you told me privately how your life changed after yesterday, I think it really was indicative of the person you are. Tell me what you shared about how your day was before being on Soul Sunday and after.
So Darius asked me, you know, what's different and what's happening. And those of you that are my Facebook friends, big shout out to all of you. And those of you that follow me on Twitter, lots of love to all of you. I posted this morning, as you know, that pre-Oprah, it was changing diapers, feeding babies, and taking out the trash. And then subsequently, post-Oprah, it's still changing diapers, feeding babies, and taking out the trash. And that for me was the best way that I could to encapsulate this incredible happening, this incredible moment in time, life, and you know, the needs of my twin baby girls continue and carry on. And there's nothing like the birth of two sweet beings to anchor you firmly in reality and to focus on. Yeah.
And I think, you know, the one thing I want to say about the Panache is that really is you. You are awakened to your essence, and your essence doesn't change whether you're with me talking privately in the middle of the night or changing, you know, your girls or dealing with that, or on an Oprah show. Who you are is not changed by your external reality, and I think that's a great place to start as we talk about awakening.
We're awakening to the remembrance of who we are at the deepest level. And who we are at the deepest level lives in a constant state of harmony. And so the best way to describe that is a feeling of peaceful. It's like, have you ever had a moment where you just feel peaceful for no reason? Where regardless of what's happening around you, even though what's happening around you may be chaos, it may be divorce, it may be a health crisis, it may be a financial situation, all of a sudden there's a sense of peace that overcomes you, and it doesn't make sense in the context of your life. Well, what is that? That is surrendering to spirit. That is accessing your exponential potential. That is accessing the fullness of who you are at the deepest level. That is your soul signature. And so for me, the more you empower yourself to live from that place, the less life and life's events impact you. And this wonderful reality is an opportunity to come into that remembrance and to embody it every day. Whether you're changing diapers, whether you're feeding babies, you're taking out the trash, you're at work, it doesn't matter. This is all inside of you. And when you make that shift, and when you begin to source who you are from within, every single moment becomes sacred, and everything that you're interacting with becomes a manifestation of the divine. Because you are the source of your reality. Vibrationally, you're informing your reality. Well, what better way, my beloved sweet friends, than to inform reality from a place of self-love and acceptance, from a place of the conscious recognition of the divinity that you already are. It's like when you surrender to spirit, the blessing of life and the blessing that life is reveals itself to you fully. And it's not that life all of a sudden becomes a blessing. It's that you immediately begin to see and perceive the blessing in every breath, in all that you do. And that's why I love these explorations, Darius, because we get to interact with people directly and support them into that experience, to make every moment, regardless of what it is. Darius and I are both new fathers. So on any given night, we're dealing with diaper changes, not sleeping so much. You know, we're dealing with all of that. And so spirituality and our essence has to translate into all of that. And if it doesn't, then we're missing an incredible opportunity. We're missing an incredible opportunity to bring the fullness of spirit into everything. So this is a really practical how-to way to bring all that you are into every moment, to make life a living meditation, to recognize that who you are is enough, and at some point that has to be good enough. And the more you start living in alignment with who you are, recognizing that you're not a mistake, recognizing that this infinite intelligence created you, and as much as it created you, it created every single thing around you, and that nothing is happening by accident. There are no coincidences. Everything that's unfolding is divine providence, and everything that's unfolding is unfolding to point you back to the fullness of yourself. Just take a breath. Just receive that. Everything that's happening, a divorce, financial crisis, health challenge, it could even be extraordinary success. Whatever that is, everything that's happening outside of you is happening as a catalyst to bring you into the conscious remembrance of your already awakened state, your already present self, your already magnificent beingness. And so I'm absolutely honored, Darius, and you know, you and I have spoken extensively about this, and at some point I'm sure we'll do a teleseminar called You Wealth Parenting. You know.
Yes.
but it's been amazing for us because we've used that experience to bring everything that we talk about on these teleseminars into practice in the most mundane and sweet of moments, even changing diapers. You know. Mm. And so it's just incredible. It's incredible. I can't wait to get started. Yeah.
I want everyone to share some of what Panache said there on Facebook if you're listening in or with friends. You know, what I would encourage you to do is just take a summary of this and just share it, share some of the high points, be a reporter to the world. I want to ask this. Kathy M. is writing us in, and she's saying, Panache, you are so full of energy and you are smiling and so full of joy. What does it feel like to be at that level of awakening?
Well, the first thing is there's no level of awakening. That's the first thing. So okay. it's that concept in and of itself that separates you from you. So if, as I see everybody, there's no hierarchy. There's no one state that's any better than another. We're all right now embodying the highest state, every one of us. So like if you were Girl Scouts or Brownies, you'd all get that merit badge, embodying the highest state, every one of you, right? Boy Scouts or Brownies, sorry. You'd all get that, absolutely. Because that's what it's about. It's about every single one of you embodying the highest state that you are now. And so this isn't something that's exclusive to me. There was just a moment in my life where I stopped trying to improve me, fix me, heal me, change me. I stopped trying to become some other version of me. Because I realized that the part of me that wanted to do that was my ego. That in fact it's only ever the ego that believes that it's broken or less than, and so then it's only ever the ego that embarks on the crusade of trying to become enlightened or trying to improve or trying to fix, heal, cleanse, clear, and change. And in that moment where I had that realization and that awareness, at that point I could begin to just start embracing who I was with love. You know, I liken it to a mother on a playground. It's like, you know, two kids fall over, the child comes running up to the parent, and one of two responses is available. The first parent starts screaming at the child, I didn't raise you to be like that, why are you crying in public, da-da-da-da-da. Yes. Fundamentally traumatizes a child, shuts that kid down, and the kid's traumatized for the rest of his or her life. The other experience is that child falls over, absolutely crying, and the mother gets down and meets that child and kisses where the child is hurt, fully embraces that child, and in that moment that child goes on to go back to playing again within a matter of moments. Mm. Well, in that same way, we are showing up for ourselves in that way. We're either being that loving, accepting parent of ourselves, or we're being the harsh, admonishing, critical parent that is further traumatizing through judgment that which wants to be brought into wholeness and completion. And so that was the shift for me, and that was the shift in realizing the oneness that always existed, that we're all this, no matter where you are, folks, whether you meditate, you don't meditate, whether you consider yourself to be spiritual or not, this is your birthright, this is who you are, and it's through this remembrance that once again you are receiving it, not just in the form of words, but through energy, through vibration, and through frequency.
Well, I heard you. I want to talk about that idea of the ego and getting beyond that and moving into the wholeness of ourselves. Is that is a key piece of this. You mentioned on the talk with Oprah that we are all energy beings and we're in an energetic universe. For those people that may want some more elaboration on that, I think that's a key piece to understand. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, we are 99.99% vibrating particles and molecules.
Okay.
And just open space, and only 0.01, forgive me if the math is wrong, is matter. And so what does that mean? That means by virtue of the fact that we're vibration and frequency, everything is possible. That means that really, in any given moment, by embracing this vibrational dimension of who we are, through the embracing of who we are, greater possibilities become available to us. And so this vibrational reality is responding to your frequency or set point. You know, Derek says this conversation about set points. Beautiful. Where you vibrate from. Mm. So if you're vibrating from fear, lack, and scarcity, well, then the universe proves to you that fear, lack, and scarcity is real. If you're bold enough and outrageous enough to acknowledge the fullness of spirit and to live from that space, then the universe will lovingly bring you experiences that correlate to that. It's like you sing a tune or you whistle a tune and the universe whistles it back to you infinitely. So what tune is it that you're whistling out into your reality? Are you whistling a tune of fullness and spirit, of the fullness of the I am that you are? Or are you whistling the tune of all the limitations that have been spoken over you? All the could-haves and should-haves and what-ifs. All the ifs, ands, and maybes. All of the doubts and pre-qualifying limitations that you've needed to meet in order to be you? Or are you whistling the tune of wholeness and completion, the fullness of spirit, the abundance, the health, vitality, the radiance, the luminosity of life itself? And so our time here is an opportunity to change your tune. And it's not that one tune is wrong. It's that the more we embrace all that we are, the anger, the sadness, the fear, the more we embrace the judgment, the more our vibrational set point elevates, the more we move into a higher resonance, and the louder the tune we whistle, and the clearer the tune we whistle. So that when we whistle that tune, almost immediately the universe brings its effect into being in our lives. And so that's how this works. Where you vibrate is how the universe shows up for you and what it brings into you and the possibilities that come into your life. And for me, during the course of my life and through this expression, the more I've lovingly just accepted myself, the more I just feel at ease and at home inside of my... It's so much easier. It's like I used to hate being me because I was told that being me was the problem in some way, that my being myself was too much or wrong or less than. And if only I could be different, then maybe I would fit in. Well, at some point, you have to dare to be different by just being willing to be yourself. And it was in that moment of just being willing to be myself that my tune began to get clearer and louder. It's in that moment of into embracing who I am and breaking free of the limitations that have been spoken over me that that tune began to be whistled out with clarity and the universe began singing that tune back to me. And it was in that moment where I embraced the fullness of spirit, the fullness of health and vitality and abundance and all that I am at the deepest level that is my birthright. In that moment, the universe began to make manifest that resonance in my experience and in my life in a way that blows my mind every single day. And every one of you that's on this call right now can do this. This isn't something that's exclusive to me. This is exclusive to every single one of you by virtue of the fact that you are alive.
You know, one of the things that we do here is really allow people to feel and know that if they're in a difficult place, many of us, myself and Panache, we've been there too, and so no one is above or below. Panache, you talked about a difficult time, a difficult space. Was there a moment when you were not accepting yourself that you can remember being one of the most difficult or one of the most challenging moments in this journey? Because I want people to realize that, you know, we go through and work through these things, and nobody is above or below.
No, we're all interconnected. And for me, you know, for most of my life, I've completely resisted being who I am because I was told that I was here to do something. I was told that I was here to facilitate something, or in some way I was here to shift consciousness. And I was always like, yeah, right, you know, What are you talking about? And then I'd have all these experiences. Like, I'd touch somebody and they'd start crying, or they'd go into bliss, or they'd all of a sudden have this revelation or experience of God. And it was just weird, Darius. I mean, there was no context for it. And so it just further solidified the feelings of loneliness, isolation, not being understood. And it subsequently, you know, made me really feel bad about me, because it's like, what is wrong with me? There was a point in my life where I didn't recognize this as a gift. It was more of a curse. It's like, please just take this away. I'm just weird. It's hard enough being human as it is. Why is this going on? Mm. What kind of a sick joke is the divine playing on me, right? And so for most of my life, I was a reluctant messenger. I didn't want to be out in the world. I didn't want to share this energy. I didn't want any part of it. I just wanted to be normal, whatever that means. I wanted to conform to whatever normal means so that I could finally just be accepted, so that I could finally just be loved. And I realized that conformity was absolutely killing me. That trying to fit in and trying to be like everyone else and trying to live like everyone else was killing me. It was robbing me of my creativity. It was robbing me of my inspiration. It was robbing me of my enthusiasm, my zest for life. It was robbing me of everything that makes me who I am. And so, again, at that point, you know, I had to start accepting myself. I had to start swimming against the grain and going against what everyone else was saying and just being myself, which takes courage. And through this courage of being willing to be myself and the loving acceptance of who I am, little by little I began to face and embrace parts of myself. Anger, depression, sadness, rage, jealousy, envy, all of these different parts of us. You know, I kind of liken it to Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. You know, it's like you have to embrace your grumpy, sleepy, dopey, you know, you're happy. You have to embrace all these different aspects of who you are. And little by little, I began to embrace all of these aspects of who I was. And it was in that, and in the continuation of that, it doesn't end, by the way, in the continuation of that, in each moment, that now this expression is reaching the world.
Pat W. is asking a really important question. She's in Columbus, and she's asking, when you say the word embrace, how did you begin to do that? What would we begin to do to start this embracing process?
So when people first experience their rage, what will happen is they'll all of a sudden go, oh, I'm not supposed to feel my rage. Rage is bad. Rage is wrong, right? So then they'll feel guilty or ashamed for feeling rage. They'll stuff it. They'll repress it. They'll suppress it. They'll stuff it. And what happened for me was when my rage would arise, instead of doing all of that, for some reason, I just knew to do this. I would just relax and just start breathing, and I would feel the rage in my body. It wasn't about acting it out. It wasn't about taking it out on somebody around me. It was about just simply breathing, relaxing, and feeling it in my body. And then in a matter of like maybe a couple of minutes, the intensity would diminish, and I would go back to peaceful. And the same thing with depression. All of a sudden, I just feel this wave of depression, this wave of loneliness, this wave of not being understood, this wave of not fitting in, this wave of not being accepted, this wave of never really truly being seen for who I am. Mm. And I would sit with all of those wonderful house guests, and I would sit with them one by one and just breathe and just relax my body and just feel that sadness and feel that and experience that and be available for that. And eventually, and at first it was overwhelming, but just because of the sheer intensity of these energies. But the more I sat with them, and the more I welcomed them, and the more I embraced them, the more the charge or the intensity of these emotions began to diminish. Until eventually now, instead of it being like a hurricane, it's more like a gentle breeze. Instead of it consuming my life for 3 hours or 3 days or 3 years, at most it just washes through me in 3 minutes. So, and that's the blessing. The blessing is to be inclusive and embracing of all that we are. And so embracing is accepting. Accept your rage. Accept your anger. Accept your sadness. Accept all that you are. And watch what happens.
You mentioned a word I think that a lot of people were very captivated by, and you talked about density and how density is created in the body. Explore for me how that density is connected to these emotions and suppressing or holding them back.
Density is, so we're energetic beings, and what happens is that when we have anger arising in the body, I began to see what was happening. So we would go to a mental place around these energies. So all of a sudden we'd get angry, we'd judge our anger. Well, what happens? It gets stuck. And then what happens? Well, when we start accumulating it and we keep stuffing it, it turns into rage. So the energy has turned into heaviness, density. It's not wrong, it's not bad, it's just accumulated within the body, within the vibrational body. And it's like the same thing with sadness. It's like sadness, when sadness isn't met or sadness isn't felt or embraced, over time it becomes depression. Same thing with fear. You know, and I liken it to water. Like, water can shift states. Water can solidify into ice. But water can also become vapor and mist and steam. And so that's the perfect analogy for vibrational transformation. What's happened is these energies are liquid. They want to flow. But when we stuff them, when we suppress them, they become ice. They become solidified. They become hardened. When we embrace them, they begin to once again flow until eventually they become vapor. Their state transforms. And so that's vibrational transformation. That is the transmutation of density. It is through the acceptance of our humanity that we begin to access our greater potential. And that's what began happening inside of me. And that's the very thing now that is unfolding in so many people. And that's unfolding everywhere across the planet through this wonderful work that just flows through me.
When you are speaking with people or you go places, can you feel or see density that people hold? That's for the first question. The second question is, what would someone do in their life, like looking at their own situation in a non-judgmental way, to know whether they are carrying density or whether there's some density that needs to be let go of?
For me, in answer to the first question, I was feeling and experiencing everything inside everybody. And that's what oneness is. Feeling and experiencing everything inside everybody, which for me was just always weird. And and so I would come into the presence of someone and I'd touch them and so I could know everything about them, or I could feel everything, and so I could feel their sadness. And sometimes being in their presence, I would even start crying. And it wasn't that I was feeling sad, it was that sadness was being felt in my body. You know, to this day, that's what happens. And so I feel everything inside of everybody. So yes, we can feel everything inside of everybody. And you've all had that experience. When you walk in a room and there's been an argument, you can feel that something's off in that room. You know that something's gone down. When you walk into a house where there's a lot of sadness, you can feel that. When you walk into a house where there's a lot of love and joy, you can feel that. Now, bear in mind that there's no difference between those states. They're all just energies. But we are able to perceive these energies in a way that's tangible. It's just we've denied that part of us. And so this vibrational density, this vibrational realm, we're all connected to it. We're all a part of this greater tapestry of energy and frequency, every single one of us. And so, yes, we are connected to everything and everybody. And the more you embrace who you are, the more you open up to every single human being there is. The more you go on, sorry.
If someone's looking at their life, how would they know or perceive their own density or be aware that there might be something that needs to be transformed?
That's a brilliant question. So if anything in your life is currently causing dissonance or bothering you or robbing you of your peace, then you have some form of density that's playing out in your life. So any and all places where you cannot be at peace with life, there's something to look at inside of you. It's a surefire sign. When you're triggered by something in life, when something in life evokes a visceral response inside of you, an emotional response, or even a mental response, there's something that you need to address inside of you. And that's why I always say to people, life is happening for you, not to you. Life is actually in every moment trying to remind you to come into completion, and it's bringing the exact people. It's like when you're driving in a car and you're in a hurry to get somewhere. Why is it that when you're in a rush, everyone all of a sudden starts driving 10 miles slower than normal? Right? Why is that? Right? It's funny because the universe in that moment is like, whoa, hang on a minute. This is a perfect opportunity. You're in a hurry. Let's take that frustration and let's squeeze it out of you by putting you behind someone who's insisting on driving 20 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Right? And so life is constantly bringing you opportunities to feel what there is to feel inside of you so that you can be free.
Everybody just feel that. You know, we can keep going with questions. I just want people to feel that and share that with the world that, Panache, say that last sentence, life is continually bringing you the experiences to set yourself free. Is that what you said?
That's exactly right. Life is continually bringing you the experiences of what you need to feel so that you can feel them and be free. Every single time and everything in life. That's why life is a living meditation. Life is constantly serving as a catalyst for you in any given moment. And the very second that you realize that this is a friendly universe, it's on your side, that this divine loves you and wants you to come into the fullness of who you are, you can begin to surrender to that. And you can begin to see what's really happening here. And what's really happening here is love. What's really happening here, no matter how you perceive it, is evolution, is being willing to flow with life, being willing to open up and expand to what life is bringing you. You're not being punished. You're being called into more. You're being elevated. You're being restored to your glory so that you can glorify the greatness of the divine through all that you do.
Wow. Wow. I feel that. Wonderful. I have a question from Pat, and she's asking, Panache, how do we raise a mediocre self-esteem and live life loudly? I want to vibrate loudly, creatively, and enjoy. I want to really, really rev it up and enjoy. Thank you, Pat from Columbus, Ohio.
That's a great question. Live life loudly. I like that. I like that. So how you live life loudly is, first of all, what you want is your luminosity and your spirit to shine forth. That's what that is.
Okay.
So, and how we do that is by freeing up all the energy inside of us. And how do we do that? By lovingly embracing and accepting our density. And how does that happen? Well, that happens through vibrational transformation. And human beings serve like tuning forks. And so for me, what was happening as a child was I'd just show up near somebody, and all of a sudden everything would just start coming up and out of them. And I wasn't doing anything, just me being around them. Well, what was happening? I was vibrating at a certain resonance that was bringing everything that was not in alignment with that resonance up and out of everybody. And so there are lots of ways to do that. The first way to do that is to keep the company of authentic beings, people who don't have a problem being angry, people who don't have a problem being themselves. That's great. It's a lot easier to be around people like that. The alternative is, when you're around someone who complains all the time and whines all the time and judges all the time, it's not that they suck your energy, but it's hard for you because you have to go to a place that isn't normal in order to be around it. And so the company you keep is important. And that's not that you avoid people, and that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you authentically embrace everybody, so then you can be around anybody, and it doesn't even matter anymore who you're around. You're just at peace. That's the first thing. Second thing is, vibrational transformation is a great tool and a great catalyst for what's unfolding in people. It's basically a gift that's here right now to facilitate this in individuals. And so show up, play your part, listen to calls like this, do whatever it is that you're called to do. And through that, you'll start to move into this space of clarity and resonance. You'll start to live out loud. I like that. And then the third thing is, please, just once and for all, be you. Just be yourself. Stop trying to be some other version of you and just be you. Eventually that's going to be good enough. Eventually that's going to be, what makes this shift come into realization. That's what's going to make it real. So that's what allows the good vibes to roll. That's what allows life to flow. That's what allows the fullness of spirit to be demonstrated in each moment. And so just three simple things. When life triggers you, stop, slow down, and breathe. Relax. Feel what there is to feel inside of you. Number two, just be aware of the company that you keep. Are you surrounded by people who are just complaining and whining and miserable all the time? Is there anyone in your life who's authentic, who doesn't have a problem just saying what there is to say and feeling what there is to feel and living that way? And just feel the difference. And then use that to consciously choose authenticity. And then, participate in vibrational forums like this. Play, come here. Be in this resonance. Be in this field. Because right now, more than the words, you're already vibrationally receiving. You're already being encoded with the truth. And once you become aware of something, there's no going back. You're done. It's game over. And then no matter how much you try and put yourself back in that box of limitation, you can't fit in it anymore. And so, you know, just three simple things that you can do to live out loud, my dear sweet friend in Ohio.
That is amazing. Okay, we've got the beautiful Sharon in Madison, Wisconsin, and she says, I love you, Darius and Panache. I have a question about clearing. What about all this talk about clearing? I've found it to be helpful, but I've also felt that we are supposed to feel our feelings and move through them. How do we reconcile between this and, quote-unquote, clearing energy?
Well, clearing energy implies that there's something wrong with energy, or it's born of judgment. So basically, an energy shouldn't be existing or is wrong. And what is that? That's judgment. Okay, energy is just energy, right? So we've created I don't know how this even came into being, but there was some hierarchy of energy that's been created. Like fear and sadness and anger are wrong or lower energies in people's minds.
Right.
And so they have to be cleansed or cleared, right? It's a great idea in theory, but I'm going to explain why it doesn't work in a moment. And then love and joy and peace are higher, or not peace, peace is in the middle. Love and joy and bliss are higher vibrational energies, so we should aspire to be like that, right? No, actually, there's no difference between those energies. They're all just energies. It's our perception of these energies that shapes our experience. And so sadness, anger, and fear have been blamed as the culprits, and you have to cleanse or clear them because obviously, if they didn't exist, you would be accessing more love, light, and bliss, right? No,
okay.
Wrong. When you cleanse and clear them, when you judge an energy, you lock it in place. When you cleanse and clear an energy, you're judging it, and you actually just lock it in place. That's all you're doing. You're locking. So when you try and cleanse and clear fear, you're actually just locking fear in place. When you cleanse and clear your sadness, you're locking sadness in place. When you cleanse and clear anger, you're locking anger in place. Anything that you cleanse and clear, you're judging those energies, you're locking them in place, because that's what judgment does. And if you don't believe me, just have a look at what judgment has done to you in your life. Judgment has served to lock you in place. And so cleansing and clearing is born of judgment. Allowing, embracing, accepting is the emerging paradigm. There's no judgment in that. It's like, okay, I'm angry. Okay, I'm going to feel my anger. All right, I'm sad. I'm going to feel my sadness. Okay, I'm afraid. I'm going to feel my fear. They're not wrong. They're not bad. They're just a part of me. And that model is inclusive. That is what oneness is. That's what love is. Love is all inclusive. And so by being inclusive of all these parts of you and no longer judging them and needing to be rid of them, you can come into a place of clarity and peacefulness around every experience. To the point then where it doesn't matter what you're experiencing anymore. Because you realize that it's going to come and go. But that sense of peace that you feel in the midst of it begins to remain as your constant companion.
Yes, that makes complete sense. Is it possible then, I mean, when we love our anger, when we love our fear, when we love that moment of our even insecurity, that we are literally transforming that or bringing that back to love, or recognizing that that in and of itself is love in
That's
some
exactly
way.
That's exactly right. You know, when I experience the divine, and you trace every energy back, it goes back to the divine. So ultimately, if everything emanates from the divine, then where's the problem? The problem is only ever in our perception. And our perception is formed by our conditioning. And where does our conditioning come from? The world around us. And so right now, we're basing our experience on the views of the world around us. Instead of living from a place of love and just being inclusive of all things. Like, children are a brilliant example. You know, they fall over, they're angry. They're angry for about 2-3 minutes. If they're really angry, 5 minutes, then it's over, right? Well, why isn't it like that when we're human beings? Because we've been conditioned to believe that there's something wrong with anger, and they don't have that conditioning yet. Well, the funny thing is, nothing in nature has that conditioning. Everything in nature is purely experiential and feels everything there is to feel. There's no cognitive process in nature. Lions don't go to see therapists and talk about their feelings and why they have the feelings that they're feeling, right? You don't see baboons in therapy, right? Everything in nature is simply just existing in an experiential state. And we are experiential beings. And what we're doing is returning to experiencing. I always say this to people, Darius, like, just imagine this for a moment. If you allowed yourself to feel everything that there is to feel inside of you, would there be a problem?
No. I can't imagine. I'd like to hear from everybody. Send me what you think the answer is and post it to Facebook or anywhere else. What do you think? If you felt everything there was to feel, would there be a problem? It's a great thing to share with the world.
Let me even ask it this way. In the absence of judgment, would there ever be a problem?
In that sense, there couldn't be. There would be no objective reality of a problem or good or bad.
Right. So in the absence of judgment of energy, what would there be to cleanse or clear?
Nothing.
There you go.
Now, here's a question from Diane. She's asking, Panache, I understand what you're saying. Is it true that some energies or some emotions can help us get certain things that are more beneficial to us, and some emotions can lead us down paths that may be less beneficial? And so, Panache, I'd love to hear your answer to
that's
that.
That's a great question. So the energy is not the culprit. It's what we do with the energy.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
So anger is not destructive, right? It's just an energy, but it's what we do with the energy. Right? Sadness is not necessarily wrong or bad or less than. It's not, actually. It's a beautiful feeling. I love being sad. It's a great feeling. Sadness is brilliant. You see, but most people don't look at it that way. So
well,
sadness
why
is brilliant.
It brilliant? Yeah, why?
Because this is the only place where you can feel it and experience it. Like, just imagine when you cry a tear, you actually had the awareness that you could only cry tears here in this reality.
This reality.
Just imagine for a moment, like when you get angry, like just imagine that this is the only place where you can feel that anger. Just imagine that when you feel fear, it's like, wow, this is the only place where you can feel fear. You're in a body. It's part of your survival makeup. You can experience it here. And so are there energies that have the ability to bring us what we want? No, it's not the energy. It's what we're doing with the energy. When we offer all energies no resistance, we are at our optimal state. And then and then the universe brings everything into being without us even asking, without us even needing. Literally, everyone that you want to meet calls you. Because you're in a space of acceptance of yourself and clarity. I call that vibrational clarity. And so, again, there's no hierarchy of energy. You know, energy, when I see people, you know, sometimes they can be described as rainbows. It's like, you know, a rainbow is beautiful because it embodies every spectrum of color, frequency, and resonance. It's gorgeous. Why? Because it's got red in it. It's got violet in it. It's got blue in it. It's got yellow in it. In the absence of those colors and those frequencies, a rainbow wouldn't be beautiful. Well, in that same way, you wouldn't be beautiful in the absence of all of these parts of you. And so, accept your energies. Accept what's going on. Accept your emotions. Because then, you begin to tap into this truth that emotions are just energy in motion. They want to move. You're allowed.
Okay. Go ahead, Panache. Sorry, we had a flurry of questions committed. I get so excited because people are really expanding and awakening.
Yeah.
Finish that thought, please. I am so sorry.
No, that's okay. So what happens is that energy wants to move and flow, right? It's like water.
Yes.
Right? So the more we allow it to do that, the more it just flows through us. And then it's like it's okay. Then you come back to that space of wholeness and completion and fullness, you see, and the recognition of it. You see? And then you start living that in the midst of whatever's going on, anger, sadness, fear, you know, whatever's going on, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like the Facebook post, you know, pre-Oprah, change diapers, feed babies, you know, take out the trash, and then post-Oprah, you know, feed, you know, change diapers, feed babies, and take out the trash. Life becomes like that.
Yeah. Okay. A question from Angie, and I think everything you've said is just brilliant, and it all is tying together. Angie from Iowa is asking, how do we, Panache, get clear on our purpose for life, for being here?
That's brilliant.
Good question. Yeah.
That's a brilliant question. So your purpose is to be yourself. And most people are like, what do you mean my purpose is to be myself? It's just to fully be all that you are. In your willingness to fully commit to being you, you are literally shifting everything in your reality. And so your purpose is to be who you created to be, to live your soul signature, to live your unique expression. That's your purpose. Because the truth is, you can't be anyone else. Everyone else is taken. So the only person you're professionally qualified to be is you. Well, if the only person you're professionally qualified to be is you, then there must be a reason for that. And the reason is maybe you're supposed to be you. And the very second you start being you, you start consciously fulfilling your purpose. Until that realization comes into being, you're still fulfilling your purpose, you're just fulfilling your purpose unconsciously. Either way, you cannot avoid your purpose or your destiny. Everything that's meant to happen will happen, and the divine's hand and the grace of the divine itself is involved in every single moment of every single interaction and every single thing that's happening. And so if you would like to consciously fulfill your purpose, then commit to just fully being you. Commit to living all that you are and experiencing and feeling, all that there is to experience inside of you, and then you can fully live your purpose, your soul signature, your resonance, your uniqueness, your brilliance. That's what that is. And by the way, there's nobody like you. There's nobody else that can be you. You are so beautiful and so unique that when the divine made you, it marveled for a moment. And it said, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever made. That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And here we are questioning our design. When that infinite intelligence that created us marveled at our design, took meticulous, detail and microscopic interest in every single facet of who we are. And so celebrate who you are, accept who you are, embrace who you are, and then you'll consciously live your purpose. You'll consciously live it. But either way, you're living your purpose. Everything that's happening is happening. Wherever you are, you're living your purpose. So let's consciously live it. Be you.
I always believe that everybody's here for a reason, and that no one can do the things that each of you do in the way that you do them. And if you try to be something you're not, that part of the puzzle that is part of this planet just is not going to be in place, and it's going to be missing because you're the only one that can do it the way that you were designed to. And now, this is a great question from someone in San Diego, and they're asking, what is your perspective on money, being wealthy, and how to stay in the presence, I guess, of your divine self without money? I think that's a very interesting question as well.
You know, I've met people, Darius, that have billions of dollars, and I've met people who have no money. Mm. And there's no difference. And what I mean is, it's not about the external experience of money. It's about the internal state. So I've met people who have everything in the world, but they don't know who they are, so they have nothing. Mm. And I've met people who materially have absolutely nothing, but they have themselves. And they have everything. They have the richness of life. And so abundance is an internal state. And the degree to which you embrace who you are and recognize the abundance that you already are is the degree to which your reality can confirm that and bring that to you. It's like when you start off from I am abundant, that's where you'll finish. But most people start off from fear, lack, and scarcity and wonder why they're just continually getting fear, lack, and scarcity. And so this is a shift in identification. It's a shift in identification from false identification, which is there isn't enough, there's lack, there's scarcity, so I have to compete, I have to dominate, manipulate to get, into the fullness, the truest level of identity, which is this is an infinite universe, and there are infinite resources supporting an infinite amount of people in any given moment. And so if that's the truth, and that's really what's happening here, then why question that? Why not step into that abundance flow? Recognizing that I am already abundant. Recognizing that where I am, the divine is. So if where I am, the divine is, then how could I not be abundant? Shake off the fear and the scarcity. Allow for that. Experience that. It's normal. It's a part of this reality, but it doesn't have to govern your experience. And so you can have a lot of money and have absolutely nothing. Or you can have nothing and have absolutely everything. But it's not about the external manifestation of what's going on. It's about who you are and the degree to which you know yourself and love yourself. And the degree to which you know yourself and love yourself is the degree to which the universe whistles back to you the tune of abundance.
That makes complete sense. I want to hear back from people. A lot of people are writing in just saying that so many of the things that Panache is sharing vibrationally are awakening them and turning parts of them on or allowing them to receive more of themselves. It's kind of like you get this aha and then you go, oh yeah, that is a part of me, or that energy is me, or that I am good in that way. So just share what you're feeling. I'd love to hear that. Now, I've heard you say, Panache, that the energy of the earth is actually increasing. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about that? Because if, and I'm going to ask you a difficult question, or maybe a challenging one, if all energy is the same and there's not frequency, then mm-hmm. why would we say that the resonances are increasing, and wouldn't it all be the same?
Yeah. That's a great question. So at the optimal level, everything resonates at the level of divine love, at the optimal level. Okay. Now, people are accessing that resonance to the degree to which they're allowing themselves to access that resonance.
Okay.
So it's like, yes, everything is the same energy. We're all manifestations of source energy and source potential. But people are allowing themselves to express that uniquely and differently based on how they think and feel about themselves, and where they vibrate at within themselves. And so just as much as we all have our own unique resonance and frequency, that's what allows us to have our own unique expression. In that same way, the planet has its own resonance and frequency. And in that same way, everything in creation has its own resonance and frequency. Now, one of the laws of the universe is that it's continually evolving into more. On any given day, there are billions of stars that are being created, billions of universes and galaxies. There are so many things that are being born. So the one thing that's constant in our reality is change. But we as a species are so change-resistant that we won't allow ourselves to evolve along with everything else. And so, yes, the planet is evolving. We are evolving. In any given moment, we're continually being directed in the direction of more. But we won't walk in the direction of more because we're holding on to some false idea or some notion that we belong, you know, somewhere else other than where we are, or that something else should be happening. And so the more we step into alignment and flow, the more we embody our personal resonance and frequency, the more then you become aerodynamic. And it's like you just begin to glide. You begin to flow. Mm. It's like you start living this synchrodestiny. You start living this greater flow of life. It's like people start showing up, things start happening, doors start opening, possibilities start being born and created, and before you know it, just when you think it's good, it gets really good. And then it gets really good, and then it gets even better than really good, and it just keeps evolving and expanding. So that's the universe. So yes, we are all manifestations of one singular energy. And yes, we are all vibrating that singular resonance in whatever way we can. And so the planet, the energy of the planet is evolving. Our personal energy and frequency is constantly evolving. And so the question is to allow it to evolve, to be in that state of flow, to be in that state of more, to be in that state of what I've come to call vibrational increase. Everything is in a state of vibrational increase. Every single one of us, everything in creation, the planet, the whole universe. And so hopefully that sheds some more light on it, Darius.
Yeah, and it ties in with something that another person, Rebecca's asking, and I guess she's been exposed to your work and some of what you do, and she says, what does it mean to align, attune, and ascend? And I think that's really
brilliant,
a really great connection to what we were just talking about when you talked about that feeling of gliding and going higher and higher and it getting better and better. How does align, attune, ascend relate to that?
So you align with yourself, which means that you fully align with everything that you are. That alignment with yourself allows you to attune to the resonance and frequency of the universe and everything, and that principle of divine love. And then when you align, when your personal resonance and frequency begins to match the resonance and frequency of the divine and all of creation, you ascend. And then it's like all of a sudden a life of infinite possibilities becomes available to you. And so it's the alignment of the individual with the attunement of the universal that brings the infinite possibilities of life and the infinite into being, into reality. That's when something that was once deemed impossible becomes possible. That's when something that was once considered to be improbable becomes probable. When we align with ourselves, when we attune with the greater resonance and frequency of the universe and the divine, and we ascend. We ascend.
What I love about that is for a lot of people that are saying, okay, what do I do next, or how does this fit in? That's actually the three steps to really awakening and empowering yourself to who you've always been. Quick question coming in from Samantha. How does love fit into this equation?
Oh, love has everything to do with everything. Love is the greatest catalyst of all. You know, for me, when I had this experience of the divine, I just experienced this infinite ocean of love. That's all it is. It's just this infinite ocean of love. But love diminishes it. Even the word love in some way diminishes this love. It's hard to articulate. It's like, you know, the divine is beyond words. You can't use any words. Any words that you use cheapen the experience of the divine. And in that same way, that's our potential, is this love. And it's love right now, like wherever you're listening in the world, it's love that's brought us together again. It's love that's the homing beacon that calls us together. It's love, the evolutionary impulse that's stirring within you, that's calling you to this information, that's calling you to this energy to move into more love. So everything, every single thing in our lives is a call to love. Everything. Everything. And it's not just a call to the kind of love that's romantic and that we experience with another human being, but it's calling you into a transcendent form of love that is just beyond definition. Love is the reason for everything. It's why I get up every day and travel and do everything that I do, because you get to a certain point when you're whole and complete in yourself where that's all that's left. It's just to love for the sake of loving. That's it.
I feel compelled to do this, and one of the things that we do here, there's times I ask off-the-wall questions because I can feel the energy of the group. Can you just, Panache, send them, for those people here that have had maybe a challenging day or challenging month, challenging year, maybe challenging decade, whatever message of love they set into motion, and that's the reason they're here, that's the reason all of this is called into being, I know there is a message of love that is to reach them here today. Can we be a catalyst to that? Is there anything that you have to say
sure.
to them? As we heard on the show with Oprah, the faithful old friend has for them.
Absolutely. Just close your eyes wherever you are, unless you're driving. That wouldn't be a good idea. Or operating heavy machinery. Just open your palms and just take some breaths and just relax. So if you're in a place where you can just open your palms and take some breaths and relax, then go ahead and do so. If you're in a place where you can't do that, then just be aware of your breath. Just relax. And what I would like to do is just ask the divine of your heart to just embrace you right now. To just hold you right now. To just hold you wherever you are in your life, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing. Just this infinite loving ocean of energy that is called by so many different names in this reality to just be with you, to touch you, to let you know that you're not alone. To just relieve you of your burdens, to just hug you, to just shower you with so much grace that any and all forms of density that are currently getting in the way of you fully experiencing all that you are just begin to dissipate and dissolve. Just going to ask this infinite intelligence that is all around you and within you to just be fully remembered and fully embodied. That regardless of what's going on, you're not alone, you have a friend. That regardless of what you're experiencing, there is a light at the end of that tunnel, that there is a greater outcome that is coming into being, that where you see calamity, we see possibility. That where you see limitation, we see limitlessness. That in fact, where you see judgment, all I see is a call for acceptance. That you, my friends, are loved beyond description. That you are not broken, that you don't need healing, that you don't need fixing, that you don't need teaching. That in fact, you are brilliant. Trying to fit into a world that has quite simply just judged itself out of its own magnificence. And I'm sorry it's been hard. And I don't mean sorry as in I feel sorry or something should not have happened. But I feel sorry in the way that a friend would hold your hand and let you know that you are okay, that you're going to be okay. That in fact this love that you have been seeking outside of you is ready to be remembered, to be ignited, and to be felt inside of you. Just take some breaths. Just receive that. Let it in. Allow yourself to be loved and accepted. Allow yourself to be held. Allow yourself to be supported. You are magnificent, every single one of you. Is magnificent. And you are loved beyond description just for being you. Just for being you, that's enough. Just for being you. Just receive that. You are loved beyond description just for being you. Will you receive that all around the world? Will the thousands of you that are on this call right now fully just be loved for being you and recognize that that is enough, that you are enough, that you are enough?
Just going to let people stay with that and be in that space of knowing they are enough. And I'd love to hear what people feel, what's been coming up, what energies, what feelings of love and expansion, and what has been going on with everybody here in this space. And Panache, I mean, we have a huge audience, people all over the world. And one of the things I know that you did this last year for our community, which was an incredible honor for us and quite unique, was you went out on this incredible research of not only the heart, but also science and how everything interacts together, and the metaphysical and the alchemical and the mystical, to really understand what we're moving towards, what's happening as the planet and people begin to ascend. And you came back with some very interesting findings that actually shocked and surprised me quite a bit. Can you share kind of what you discovered and what was the result of that work?
Well, science is now beginning to tangibly be able to prove the vibrational nature of who we are and our reality. And they're beginning to measure these different frequencies and resonances that we are. And one of the things that I discovered was that in every ancient civilization and culture, they knew this. This was the truth of their reality. And that, in fact, at a certain point in their development, typically when they got to about 40, 50 years old, they displayed a certain level of maturity, they were introduced to the vibrational dimension of themselves. Because they realized that that was the most sacred dimension of themselves. And so in ancient Egypt and the Mayans and all these different cultures and civilizations, when you get to a certain point in your development, one of the elders would come and find you and begin to remind you of the vibrational nature of who you are. And so every single culture has this. And there are different frequencies, and these different frequencies resonate to different energy centers in the body. And in the Western world, these frequencies have been called solfeggio frequencies. That the human body actually has an energetic body or dimension to it, and that the different vibrational centers in the body resonate at different frequencies or hertz. And so what I did was I was like, wow, that's interesting. Like, vibrational transformation has been occurring, but it was occurring through sound and frequency. And so I was like, wow, what happens if we combine that with this energy and with this gift? We would then have a complete expression of love that is the intention through which all of these frequencies are being remembered. And so literally we came up with this realization and this remembrance of how to literally facilitate the vibrational ascension of who we are by aligning, attuning, and ascending. And also what I discovered is the planet is shifting its resonance. So the planet that has this, and this is still to be completely accepted by science because it's on the fringes of science, is the Schumann resonance. And the Schumann resonance is the frequency in hertz of our planet, and that the frequency in hertz of our planet has actually been increasing. It's been elevating gradually from 7 hertz to 13 hertz. And so we are actually shifting, our planet is shifting, the universe is shifting, that we are vibration and frequency, that ancient cultures and civilizations knew this, that quantum physicists know this, that scientists on the fringes of reality know this, that ancient yogis and mystics knew this. And so then at that point, this really led me to coming to a place of the utilization of this in combination with the gift to fully provide people access to ascension. That we are in the midst of an ascension, that we are evolving. And so that's the realization that came into being. And, you know, out of the love for this community and really wanting people to vibrate in the fullness of themselves, this information came forth. And often when we ask, the answers present themselves. And so that's what I discovered, Darius, that this vibrational dimension, this vibrational reality, all that we are, is real, and it's now being proven, and by virtue of the fact that it's real and it's being proven, we can now utilize it in a way that isn't woo-woo and weird. It's tangible. We can use it every day. It's practical. It's applicable, and it's relevant. And so, you know, that's what I discovered.
And when we talk about these frequencies, like the solfeggio frequencies and these vibrations, many of which really are not known by the mainstream or by the average person on the street, does listening to these or being exposed to these actually in some way, I guess it's vibrationally align us or vibrationally transform us or reacquaint us, perhaps, to the old friend that we are inside?
Like, for me as a child, I grew up in a house where my grandmother would pray in Sanskrit every day. And so Sanskrit is a vibrational language, as is Hebrew. And so Sanskrit has these frequencies encoded in it. And that's why, so the priests would actually chant these things called mantras. And mantras are a collection of syllables or phrases in Sanskrit. And they produce a certain performance or effect in reality. Same thing with Hebrew. Same thing with ancient Gregorian chants. And certain ancient languages, they had this vibrational component, and that's why they were considered sacred, because they would pray them every day, and they realized that they were having a vibrational impact in them and in their experience. And so, yes, absolutely, I'm living proof of it. You know, my grandmother, for 5 years, every day, prayed in Sanskrit, did all these different things, you know, and I was deeply immersed in this reality without even realizing the power of what I was experiencing every day. So, yes, can it shift you? Absolutely. Does it bring you into greater possibilities? Absolutely. You know, can you come into vibrational increase? Absolutely. And I can say that because I'm living it. I'm living it, as are the hundreds of thousands of individuals who have taken on this wonderful acceptance of themselves and who are now accessing vibrational transformation and this catalytic unfolding inside of them. And so, yes is the answer. Absolutely.
Well, I want to talk about really how you can bathe yourself and immerse yourself, wrap yourself in these vibrations, much like you were as a child. And I think that it is just a hugely valuable thing that you gave to the world, is a way to really bring us into those vibrations that we've always been. And you actually have, for people that are curious about going into your deeper work and really bringing this into their house and exposing their family to these vibrations, you actually put together something that allows everyone on the planet to have these vibrations and much, much more. Can you share a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, these resonances and these frequencies were so powerful that they're actually hidden away from most people. And what I wanted to do at this point, just out of my love for everyone, was to reintroduce them in a really powerful way. It's not that they haven't existed, it's just that most people aren't aware of their existence. And so music is an incredible catalyst for these frequencies and energies, and musical notes can be played to bring those frequencies into being. And you know, it's more than even that. It's the intentionality with which it's created. It's like this whole thing came into being with the intention of divine love. And when something comes into being with the intention of divine love, the only outcome is divine love. And so the music, the different resonance and frequency combined with the intention of divine love creates a completely transformative experience in people, in their energy and frequency and how they live their lives. It improves the quality and experience of their lives and living. And so that's what this is. And for me, music was always a part of my life. And so, you know, and I never really understood why. Again, it's like now I'm beginning to see why music was so deeply ingrained into me and why this vibrational resonance of mantras and Sanskrit and all these things were a part of my life, because you know, we take what we've experienced and then we can share that because it's authentic. And so this is an authentic vehicle through which people can embrace the vibrational dimension of themselves and begin to access it. And it literally, just listening to it over and over again, just begins to have an accumulative effect. You know, it begins to build you into more. It begins to repair you almost. It begins to restore you, resurrect you. And that's the power of sound, vibration, and frequency. And so that's the blessing of these sounds and these resonances and these frequencies and the reintroduction of this with the intention of divine love at this time. Because everybody Everybody is that. Everybody has the birthright for that. It's no longer enough that only a small segment of society has access to it or accidentally stumbles upon it. Let's make it available to everyone. Why not?
Well, people are asking more about the sound and the frequencies and the music and things that you have to just experience to understand. And I'm going to share a page where people can go. And if you're new to us or you want to follow along, there's even a special message on that page. And I'm going to be asking Panache about unlocking dormant DNA, and that's a part of what this deeper work is about. So if you're interested in deeper work and really getting some of this into your life and home and around the people you care about, I'm going to be sharing that and what this is. It's going to be at a special page, which is uwealthrevolution.com/Panache now. And so I'm going to spell all this for you. Uwealth, Y-O-U, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, revolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E, and then the word now, right after it, no spaces. And Panache, on this page, actually, there is a message from you that I love to listen to again and again, but there's a ton here, and this actually is the sound frequencies, electronically, digitally mastered and delivered to people, and plus much, much more. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is one of the first items that people get in some of this deeper work, which is all about using encoded vibration to unlock dormant DNA, or at least that's what it sounds like. Tell me about that.
Well, modern science and geneticists, well, a certain part of it, now say that most of our DNA is junk, and it actually isn't. What I've found, and through my own discovery, and through even speaking to certain branches of science, is that different vibrations have the ability to activate these dormant DNA, that they're not junk. It's just that we don't know what they're for. Now, human nature is to immediately say, well, we don't know what that is. Let's just call it junk. No.
Right.
Nothing is a mistake. Nothing is made by accident. So why is it that we have all this DNA? Well, the more we begin to access this vibrational resonance and frequency, the more that dormant DNA begins to be activated, literally facilitating our evolution. And so we are activating all these different strands, and scientists have now begun to prove, and, you know, again, this is the fringes of science. Modern science won't accept it yet. It's too radical. But the fringes of science have now begun to prove that when you play certain frequencies, you begin to actually repair DNA, that you can actually restore DNA to its full functioning, that you can actually rejuvenate your DNA. And you can actually activate the greater potential of that DNA. And so this isn't just woo-woo. This is actually, you know, there's science around this. It's on the fringes of science, but there's science around it. There's lots of different people who are talking about it. There's an underground movement and groundswell around it. And again, for me, it was important because these technologies are not known. People aren't aware of it. And for me, it's always about bringing things into being that really support people in the highest possible way. And so that's why this came into being, is to support every one of you in accessing your greater potential on every level, not just some woo-woo way, but on a real physical level, on every level. Like, just imagine being luminous, ageless, timeless, you know, healthy, vital, radiant. Well, all of that is a byproduct of fully accessing all this potential, of utilizing all of this content that we have inside of us that everyone just throws away as junk. It's not junk. It's your brilliance, it's your magnificence. And as much as there's an energetic portion to this, the energetic portion and the increase of personal vibration and planetary vibration is now activating all of these different parts of us. We're evolving, we're shifting, and we're moving into more. And so that's the blessing of all of this, and that's what's going on in this first piece, Darius.
Well, Eola in Georgetown, who says, I had a friend once that used to say I chased rainbows and Skittles. Today, thank you, Panache, you now made me realize that I am the rainbows and Skittles that are the sweetness of life. I will keep chasing. And that is exactly what this work is about. Item two here, it's going to be talking very much about how to do an ascension alignment. What is this piece of the work? How is it different than the first?
Well, this is basically coming into alignment with ourselves. And so it's returning to a sense of order and harmony within ourselves so that then we can begin to shift our consciousness, shift our way of being, and begin to dissipate and dissolve the density that's in our bodies so we can be more light and luminous and actually begin to shine. And so that's what this is, a daily ascension alignment. It's something you listen to for 30 minutes, and it basically just bathes you in this resonance and frequency, and the end result of it is that you start glowing. You know, you start remembering, you start accessing more of who you are, and you come into alignment with yourself. For me, again, like everything began happening in my life when I came into alignment with myself, when I fully embraced who I was. And so that's the key to unlocking the universe, is coming into alignment with yourself. It's not the other way around. People are trying to solve the mysteries of the universe. Just embrace the riddle. Just embrace the riddle that is you, you know, and then you'll unlock the universe. So that's how it works.
You mentioned letting emotions come up and just being with them. You call them almost like house guests. This second item that's in the package, this daily ascension alignment, that 30-minute vibrational alignment that has the sulfidio frequency, is that something that someone could utilize while they allow these emotions to come up, and in essence magnifying the effect of attuning and then letting it go?
Well, for me, I mean, how you start the day is how you finish. And so the daily alignment is basically what you do in the morning, and it starts off your day. And just imagine starting off your day vibrating at the optimal state of resonance. Just imagine how the rest of your day is going to go.
And then just
imagine the accumulative effect of that. Just imagine the tune that you'll be whistling, and then in turn the tune that the universe will be whistling back to you. You know, and so that's why you begin the day with that. And it's important, because how you finish it, where you start from is where you'll finish. And so why not start from I am abundant, I'm healthy and vital, I'm already living in the fullness of who I am on a vibrational level, and bring yourself into that, so then your day is sourced from that place.
Yes, and I mean every day allowing some of that density to be in essence transformed into love and brought back to oneness and freeing you. Now, the other thing that I think is pretty cool about this is there's even a piece here for people to listen to at night, and I want to ask you about that, because item three at uwealthrevolution.com/Panache now is a nighttime ascension entrainment. What is an entrainment? What does that word mean? And why at night? What's happening?
So the planet is shifting in its resonance and frequency. And
okay.
So the planet is shifting now to a frequency of 13 hertz. And so for me, it's like, okay, well, why wait? Like, if the planet's shifting to a frequency of 13 hertz, and we have the ability to access that, well, let's access it now. And so entrainment is, if you have one tuning fork that's playing at a certain frequency and you put it next to another one, the other one starts vibrating at the same frequency as the first one. That's entrainment. And so this is infused with 13 hertz. And what happens is, the more you listen to this, the more you start vibrating at the resonance of the planet. And then you and the planet are in harmony with each other. So the reason why, folks, we have everything going on the planet right now is because we as a species are no longer in harmony with the planet. That's what's going on. And so this is literally bringing you back into harmony with yourself and the planet. So the first one is alignment of personal energy. And this piece is alignment with planetary energy, because the planet has its own resonance.
I love this, because there's so many people that are saying, okay, Panache has said all these great concepts and ideas and things, and then how do I do it? And this is exactly what we're talking about. Quick question, as you talk about those planetary energies shifting and the 13 hertz, for those people that sort of, I guess, stay in the density or allow the vibration to be different than what it's trying to ascend to, what would the daily experience possibly of some of those people be? I mean, there may be some signs that it's time to transform that density.
Well, my sense is that by virtue of the fact that people are here, they're ready to do it. And then it just takes the willingness to accept the call. And the willingness to accept the call then sets everything into motion. Like, I know for me, when I stopped resisting who I was and when I started embracing who I was, and I mean really who I was at the deepest level, that's when everything began to shift. As long as I was resisting who I was and resisting the call, I was suffering because I was thinking that something else should be happening other than what was happening. And so it was only when I embraced who I was and accepted the call that this incredible journey began. And so it's an invitation to accept the call and just to live in the fullness of who we are. The only place that you can begin from is now. That's the only place where you can begin from. And the universe keeps putting in your now whatever's required for you to unfold all that you are. That's how it works. And so by virtue of the fact that you're here in this now is presenting you everything that you need to fully unfold all that you are.
Yeah, so I want to get to a question. One person is asking, someone said, I've used this package that you're talking about, and if you really want to make a true difference in your life, never miss a day of listening. And that is someone at ByTheOcean50 is the first part of their email address. They didn't put their name. And one of the things you have in here actually is a daily alignment just for 10 minutes a day that someone can do, 7 days a week, 7 days of ascension support, 10-minute vibrational attunements. Why would it be important to do it every day? I assume that, you know, it's definitely starting your day off right, but is it something someone could do? Let's say they walk into their job and, you know, the boss is, you know, very frustrated and you are having this great day, and then you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this? And you may want something to bring you back to that wholeness.
So seven is a pretty magical number. There are seven vibrational centers in the body. And so 7 days of the week. And so every day has its own corresponding resonance and frequency. And so every day you get to bathe in the resonance and frequency that corresponds to that day, that also corresponds to the vibrational center inside of your body. And so that's why 7 days, because literally every single day you are moving up the vibrational scale. Now just imagine the accumulative effect of every day for 10 minutes, just even 10 minutes, moving up the vibrational scale if that's all you did. So that's why 7 days. It's an incredible number. It has a lot of power to it. Seven vibrational centers, 7 days of the week, seven frequencies to fully optimize the seven vibrational centers.
Well, I want to say this. There's a lot here on this page, and I want to get back to people's questions because, again, this is all about each of you. I'm going to run real quick. There's another item called the Emotional Ascension Infusion that is a vibrational infusion to allow any emotion or things going on to allow you to experience them and move beyond them and flow them back into love, just as we talked about. And there's much, much more, and also we talk about ascending into the heart of the divine. There is a vibrational journey into love and much, much more there. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E, now. And Panache, this is actually, there's a huge discount I know you did for us, like 80% off. Why did you do that?
Because ultimately, When you're in service, you want everyone to receive the optimal resources that they can to support themselves, because that's what's important. That's the only thing that becomes important, is people receiving the optimal resources and resonances that they need to support themselves. You know, that's empowering people in their own lives, in their own frequencies, in who they are. And there's nothing more important than that right now, because this is a time of personal empowerment. Just imagine being fully empowered in you, in your life, and living from that place. That's the end result of this. So you're no longer dependent on things and people and places and situations and circumstances, so that you can be completely at home in your own body, so that you can connect to that abundance that you are, that health and vitality that you are, that love that you are. It's that times 7.2 billion that's going to bring the realization of heaven on earth into being. That's why. Because people are asking for that now. And the more they're asking for it, the more this information comes through and the more people are provided different entry points to that. So this is a powerful entry point to yourself and to the fullness of all that you are and the fullness of life. That's why. And the great thing about UWealth is, you know, this is an amazing vehicle through which we get to make it accessible to millions of people, you know, around the world. And so why not? You know, why not? What else is there to do?
Yeah, if not now, then when? And I love this, and it's at youauthorevolution.com/panache now, and it is here for you. And if you want to go deeper into the work, what we do, we support these teachers and masters and transformationalists so they can get their work out more and more to more and more people. And that's what we do, because sometimes people want to go deeper into the work and really get the transformation and the energy. And what we do also is we give transformation every single day. You know, we do processes and we give people that as well. I've got a question coming in from, let's see, we've got, oh God, we just had about another 40 questions. Claire said, Darius and Panache, this is wonderful. Thank you. Mary said, the package is magical. I love it. It's invaluable. I'm so grateful to have this for my daily use. For me, the change from it is empowering. Another person is asking about the actual work that you put together. When listening to some of the different attunements and vibrational frequencies, do I need to be there and be still to like listen and concentrate, or can I just have it playing in the background, like the Solfeggio, for example, frequencies?
You know, either way, it really doesn't matter. I found that if you can be present for it, it's great, but if you have it on in the background, it's working anyway. And so,
Okay. You
know, just follow your heart and follow your own guidance. You know, you'll know how to get the most out of it. And some people find that, you know, different parts of it resonate more with them than other parts. And the blessing is that you can follow your heart. You know, once you've listened to it once all the way through, you can go back to it and listen to it however you want. And the reason why I have you listen to it once all the way through is because there's a reason as to why it was put together in that order. And so listen to it once all the way through, and then once you've done that, follow your own guidance intuition. If you feel like doing the emotional one on one day, do the emotional one. If you've got physical stuff, do the physical one. If you've got mental stuff, do the mental one. You know, if you can only do the 10 minutes every day, then do the 10 minutes every day. If you can do the 30 minutes, you know, in the morning, but you can't do the 30 at night, then that's okay. You know, but the first time you do it, go through it in its entirety so that you become completely encoded in that resonance. And then follow your heart and use it however you're guided to use it. You know, you guys are brilliant, and you're working in partnership with an infinite intelligence. So you can't do it wrong. You can't mess it up. Just follow your heart and trust in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I think is really key about this work is that you just feel into it and, you know, do it and feel it and continue with it. Panache, I've had you on a couple calls, and I want to share this story because I've gotten a chance to meet some incredible people in my life. I've never seen some of the things happen that have happened when Panache's gotten on calls and really shared some of the magic that we talk about in this package and in just what we're doing. And there was one lady that couldn't walk, and we literally got her to move her legs. Now, I'm not going to say that that's something everyone could experience or say that it's not, and we don't diagnose, we don't cure, we don't treat medical illnesses, but she accepted more of herself, and literally she began. You remember when that lady was able to actually get up out of the chair? Out of her wheelchair. I mean, that was an incredible thing of just allowing. There was another person who couldn't see, and for the first time, she actually began to see the outline of her window pane and started allowing more and more of it to come in. And through that, somebody else actually wrote us the next day, Panache, remember, and said, oh, because I was on that call, I started seeing it, and I had this detached retina issue happening. And so our mission for this is as each of you see and move forward into higher vibration, into who you are, I guess into more true vibration of what you are, other people will as well awaken. Yeah, wow. Panache, any final words for the group or things that you're feeling people need to know or hear or just be with right now?
No, just that you're absolutely brilliant, every last one of you, and that you really do have this amazing potential inside of you, and that when I see you, I see that. And now, more than ever, that expression is required. And this is an entry point into that expression. And so, you know, again, accept the call to your greatness, to your magnificence, and live it. Because that's who you are. And that's the expression that the world needs now. Because one of you living that fully offsets 7.2 billion. And the more people start embracing that, because really it is the only thing that matters anymore, the more you start embracing that, the more, little by little, the planet starts embracing it. And before you know it, within one or two generations, we've completely shifted our entire experience of being human. And so this is an incredible opportunity, and everything that we do, everything that we put together is an invitation to your magnificence, to play your part in that. That's why it happens, otherwise we don't do it. And the blessing of this is that, you know, this community, you Wealth community, whether you're new to it or you've been here for a while, and whether you've heard me before or not, this community has the courage to be themselves and to be that brilliant in this world. And so why not? Why not? Mm. What do you have to lose? Nothing.
I've got a question from Richard, and you know, I want to be completely taking in any question, because I think that every question adds value. If we are, you know, already perfect and divine in essence, then why would we need deeper work? It's a great question. Why would we need
that to is a great question.
Go deeper into vibrational transformation versus just right now being, you know, divine as we are?
Yeah, if you're living in that state, then you don't. And that's the blessing of it. Like, you know, if it resonates with you, then it resonates with you. I found personally that I'm in a constant state of evolution, that there's no end to my evolving and increasing, because the universe is continually doing that. So for me, that's always happening. Now, and I stay in that flow, because the more I stay in that flow, the more brilliant things happen. But if you're absolutely at peace with your experience, there's absolutely no reason to do it at all. Then you're, thank you, because you're a part of this greater wave that authentically really has accepted itself and is no longer being triggered by life or life's events, and then you are already playing your part and offsetting everybody else. So if that's authentically the case, then thank you. You don't need to do it. You know, but if you're still triggered by life or you still have stuff going on in life, then by all means, this again is an entry point to coming into a greater experience of yourself. And again, for me, I keep evolving. I mean, there's no end to it. It's infinite. And so you get to a certain point where you don't do these things because you need to. You do them because you love to. It's not an obligation. It's a conscious choice. It's not because something's wrong. It's because it feels so good, you know, and life just keeps getting better. Mm-hmm. And that's why you participate in it, you know, because there's more of the divine to experience. You know, we're in bodies. And so the more we embrace who we are, the more we can come into resonance with infinity until that day when we merge back with it. So, you know, for me, I do it every day. I'm continually evolving every day, and I'm grateful that I get to do that, because otherwise it would just be boring. You know, if we reached a plateau, it would be boring.
Yeah, I love what you said. It feels good. It does feel good. It absolutely does. And for some people, they're there now, and other people, they want some more guidance, or they want to bring this in and be able to impact their friends and family and raise that love, raise all of that into their life and bring it into their life. So I think that is a wonderful question, and I totally understand. Panache, thank you so much for being here and sharing and being yourself and opening us up to more of who we are and loving us and sending us that love and embracing us and just being you, my brother. Thank you so much for always being you. And that's sometimes quirky, funny, and I get the text and I get the messages and we laugh, and, you know, I'm a goofball myself, and it's okay. And you know what? For everybody here, that's the reason me and Panache are doing this call, is because we were ourselves. It's your time now to be yourself and embrace who you are. Goofy, funny, happy, sad, whatever it is, there's a reason you're here, and it's your time. Panache, real quick, I know you've got to run. Any final words for everybody here?
No, just thank you, and I love you, and it's a great honor and pleasure as always to be here with you all, and lots and lots and lots and lots of love to you all.
Oh, thank you, Panache. All right, everybody, listen, Panache, it's a huge amount of love as we do from the UAuth Revolution. If you've never done this, just imagine Panache, you've seen his picture, and just bathe him in love or wrap him in a pink light or whatever makes sense to you. Just
chocolate
do it
sprinkles.
Right now.
Just wrap me in chocolate sprinkles.
There you go, my friend. Feel that coming in, all with chocolate sprinkles and frosting as well.
Thank you,
Panache.